from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. There is no Ike today. It's just Spike and Fritz. So
the city of Philadelphia rejoices?
Yeah, sorry to disappoint you. And I'm about to make it worse. By the way, we're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, the perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or postgame snack, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. We are joined by the soon-to-be-in-Brazil Elliott Shore Parks, who is brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Elliott, are you all packed up? When do you leave?
I am starting to get packed up. Obviously, a lot to consider here. What to wear to the game. I'm going to be, you know, by a beach. What do I do about that? There'll be, you know, lots of Eagles fans. So a lot to consider with packing, but I'm getting close. Yeah.
And when do you leave? I'm sorry, what did you say? When do you leave again?
I leave Sunday. So on Sunday, I'm heading out with fans of Philly. I think they have a whole plane full of Eagles fans heading out on Sunday. So it's going to be a crazy week in Brazil.
It's going to be a crazy week for sure.
Yeah, so, you know, God bless Joe, who runs Fans of Philly.
Yeah.
For clarity, by the way, also my brother-in-law. But
oh, so you're biased.
I am biased. I am pro-Joe. Yeah, but
important you pointed that out before you comment.
Right? Yeah, thank you.
Well, no, yeah. I also, like, you know, there's a lot of stuff online about Brazil's this or Brazil's that. I actually have no idea. I think you could look at all of the things they're saying about Brazil and point to any major American city and maybe feel that they're the same way. However, the one thing I would not want to do is take a plane full of Eagles fans internationally and then have to make sure they all get on the plane to come back. So God bless Joe.
For you to hop on the plane. It's only 9.5 hours.
No.
I'll
let you guys do it.
Okay,
so
thank you.
So, Elliott, we've been talking about Jalen's comments about the blitz and Kelsey that he said on the WIP morning show yesterday, essentially asking if they were a good thing because he's looking forward to taking responsibility, if they're a bad thing because he seems like he's shirking previous responsibility, or if it's nothing at all. Where do you sit on those three options?
So I think it's probably a bad thing that he's, you know, pushing responsibility off to Kelsey. I think there is a little bit of truth to it from his perspective that Kelsey was doing all the blitz pickup, and you know that is the truth. Like, Jalen was involved in it for sure, but Kelsey was the main person there. So he is correct that this year he will have more of a control over it. But the bottom line is the blitz was such a major issue last year. I don't think anybody gets to say, oh well, it wasn't really my fault. If Jalen wasn't good with it, the offensive line wasn't good with it, the coaching staff wasn't good with it. And I think going into the season, like if they get half through Brazil or we're in week two and it's still an issue, like that's it. Like the season's over. Like fire everybody at that point. If they don't come into this season with a plan against the blitz, the season is done. So I don't think it's great to hear Jalen say that, but bottom line is like they have to fix that issue.
I guess my question is why was it so separated? You know, I would have thought that they would have been sort of, and again, I've never been a quarterback or a center in an NFL huddle.
Yeah.
I actually have never played any position in the NFL. But
what up, Pop Warner?
But no, I didn't play Pop Warner football either. I actually have a funny.
You just look like a center?
Yeah, I just look like a center. So, but why, I guess, why, if that's the way it was, why was that the way it was? Because it doesn't seem like it seems like it would be better if the quarterback was involved in that in some way.
I think because of the personnel. I don't think that the coaching staff went into it thinking the best possible outcome is that the center is calling all the protections. But when you have Kelsey, who's been in the league for so long, who's worked with Stoutland for so long, I think he's just the preferred person. He's seen more. He's communicating with the offensive line. You know, last year was Jalen's only third year as a full-time starter. Kelce will have done it last year, 15-plus years or whatever it is, 12-plus years. So I think it was mostly personnel. But going into this season, now that Juergens is an experienced one, they are better off with the quarterback making those calls if he's able to do it. A big part of this is Jalen going to make the right calls? Is he going to recognize what he's seeing? What kind of defense are they going to throw at him? But obviously, the quarterback is standing up. He can see more than the center can. So I think they did it because it was Kelce more so last year than that's how they wanted to do it.
You are a big jersey guy. Did the Eagles make the correct decision week one with their jersey combination?
Yeah, so in case anybody hasn't heard, by the way, they're wearing white jerseys with black pants and a black helmet.
Yep.
Yeah, so I do think they made the right decision. For those that don't know, the home team at the stadium they're playing in, their main colors are white and black. So by doing this, they're essentially matching the home colors of the Corinthians. That's the team there. They wear white and black. And then the Packers, who I don't know if you saw this, the Packers will be wearing a green top, and that is the color of the arch rival, essentially, of the team of the home team. So I think they fit well with the colors of the people that normally play there.
I actually like the fact that they're trying, even though it's not a home game, that they by doing that with the colors, they're almost trying to influence people to treat them as if they're a home team. Because I would imagine both fan bases travel particularly well.
Yes, I
imagine
I think that's why they're both there.
Yeah. Yes. So.
Fun fact, actually, I just found out today about the stadium while we're on this topic. So it was essentially built. So the Eagles are the home team in this stadium. So they'll be in the home team locker room. The home team locker room was built to really be soundproof, so you can't hear anything coming in or out. The away team locker room was built to essentially funnel the noise from the stadium into the away locker room.
So while the
Packers are in there, if it's loud pregame or halftime, I mean, it's going to be really loud in that locker room, whereas the home team, obviously enjoys the quiet.
So are you just excited to be in a real footy nation? You're going to be wearing your soccer kits down there?
Yeah, although to be honest, I'm not sure which kit I should wear. I have a Brazil one. Like, is that acceptable to wear around? I do have a kit of the Palmeiras, which is the rival team of the Corinthians. So
don't.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't,
yeah,
don't,
we,
don't.
We want you to come back.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Also, my wedding suit was green. So I
mean,
But I'm just excited to get down there and add to the collection. Like, maybe get a kit from the stadium. So a nice little souvenir.
We were talking about a list that came out on CBS that ranked the top 10 head coach quarterback combos in the NFL. I know you don't have it in front of you, but they ranked Sirianni and Hurts at 7. Does that feel about right to you?
That probably seems high. I just think there's so many questions about them going into the season that I don't know how you put them 7th. I mean, there's a shot that midway through the season, Nick doesn't have a job and Jalen's not coming back. So I think if you look at what they've accomplished over the past 3 years, they have that argument. But if there was a draft right now from the GM, if every GM got to pick a quarterback head coach duo, I don't think Nick and Jalen are probably in the top 15. I think there would be a lot that will go before them.
So
it's a shocking revelation from you, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Are you trying to fight against the NovaCare warming?
Yeah, is it now talking to you?
Yeah.
Well, you said the duo. If we're just talking Nick, that's different.
Right. Well, are you shocked? I know this was a controversy last year. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes were number one. Are you shocked by that? Do you think the list got it right?
Yeah, I felt confident last year when I made that. I still feel confident in saying I think they're the best head coach quarterback duo in the NFL.
So we are 1 week away from Eagles football. If you had to whittle down your number one biggest concern about the Philadelphia Eagles this year, what would it be?
Without question, it's the offensive line. I think that the quarterback and head coach are good enough that if they have protection with the weapons they have, that they'll be able to move the ball. But the offensive line, of the 5 spots, 2 of them are completely unknown. The backup, the depth on it, the line, is a major issue. I mean, the roster construction and how they did it, it's weird to me. They have a ton of backup tackles. They don't have a ton of backup interior linemen. Most of those guys are on the practice squad, which tells you what A, the Eagles think of them, but B, what the rest of the league think of them. So, yeah, the seasons that have gone poorly for the Eagles, it starts with the quarterback and the offensive line. We'll see about the quarterback. He did have a historic training camp. I think he's set to play well this year. But that offensive line, I'm in major, I'll believe it when I see it mode with them. So that would be my biggest concern.
Can I ask you, all right, your final prediction? I know we have you on next week, but I'm hosting today, yeah. So like I don't really care.
My final prediction for today.
No, yeah. Not about the season. About one player. Because I can't get a read on what their plan with Saquon is. Like, do you think more they're going to hold him back for the second half of the season, or is it game one, bang, we're going to unleash Saquon Barkley?
I think it's game one, unleash Saquon. With how they used him in training camp, it is crystal clear he is going to be super involved in the offense. Only A.J. Brown of all the players in camp touched it more than Saquon. He didn't take any second-team reps, any third-team reps. I've seen in past years they've used running backs where they cycle him in and out. That wasn't the case with Saquon. He was heavily involved in the passing game. He got almost all the first-team carries in running the ball. So I think week one you are going to see Saquon touch it 22, 23 times, or at least if you include targets there. I think he's going to be heavily involved.
So, Elliot, this is our first chance to talk to you, and this is our final question, our first chance to talk to you since we talked to Nick Sirianni earlier in the week. And, yeah. You know, obviously we asked him two important questions. One, would he beat you in a game of horse? And he very quickly said yes.
Yeah, very dismissive.
To be completely honest. He was incredibly dismissive of the fact that he could beat me that. I would feel pretty confident if I got, like, a week to practice, I could hold down.
A week of practice?
Yeah, you can. It's horse. It's not.
I've been shot a basketball in forever. He probably does it every single day. Maybe not a week. I'm just saying I need a day or two to get my shot.
I think you'd be all right. I don't think you'd lose 5-0.
Can I tell you? I think Sirianni would obliterate him.
Dude, it's horse.
Nick is a good shot. I'm not gonna lie. He's very good.
If he likes playing horse that much, he plays a lot. You know what it's like? It's like playing somebody in pool who plays pool all the time.
No. And
you might hang around in the beginning, but then all of a sudden.
No, yeah. Pool's way harder.
The other thing is he shoots on the Novacare basket, which is a unique basket. It's like attached to the wall up against the stage.
Sounds like you know a lot about the Novacare.
Yeah, weird. That brings us to our second question, Elliot. We asked him basically about the Novacare worm, whether they were trying to influence you. And he did say, to a certain extent, and I believe this is a quote, Elliot's working for
us.
So can you defend yourself here that are you being paid by the Eagles? Are you getting anything on the side?
Are you unbiased?
Are you unbiased? Like, what do we have here?
So, I can't help it that the content I create is so good that the people in the Novacare take it in. I can't help that I'm the only person that has a training camp staff, right? The only place you can get it. So if they want to look at it, I think that's smart by them. They should, frankly, they should be keeping their own stats. But I love that they do it and that they check it. But in terms of a worm, which you guys have brought up again and again and again, I'm just being accurate here. Sirianni had an outstanding training camp. That is what happened. So I do not believe it is a worm. I think it is just fair and unbiased.
So you don't think the Novacare worm forced you to tweet out that Nick Sirianni was 2 of 2 in passing yesterday?
Yeah, did you have some shame?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, okay. That was obviously a joke, but he was 2 of 2, and I think it's important that, you know.
Did you guys fist pump after you sent that out? Yeah. Did you give him a little fist pound?
First of all, he was very into throwing it. He was putting a lot behind it. But I think that if I'm going to keep the stats and he loves the stats, I'm happy to keep those for him as well if he's going to throw the football.
Yeah, well, the Novacare worm, I hope they bought the international plan so they can talk to you when you're in Brazil. We will talk to you next week. Have a great weekend. And remember, you can listen to the Go Birds podcast every single day. It comes out every day. Just subscribe to Go Birds in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, Elliot.
All right, beautiful. Talk to you guys later.
All right, see you, man.
We got him.
Well, the worm is getting to him. 100%. You can tell in his tone that the worm is getting to him.
Well, because I know Elliot. And
do you?
No, Elliot.
Yeah.
And I know he was thinking about it when he put the Sirianni tweet out yesterday.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Like, well, because it's rent-free now.
He wants to lean into it because he knows a good bit when he hears
it's
it.
Great bit.
But also, he doesn't want people to think that he's not, you know, objective and serious about what he does. So he is objective in that. We know what's happening, Elliot. It's okay. It's not you. It's the worm that the Novacare folks put in your brain.
He has stepped up his bit game. I'll say that.
Yeah.
He was not always a bitsman.
Oh, really?
No.
Really?
That was a hardcore.
Takes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
He's more of a bitsman than a takesman.
A takesman at this point. Yeah, I think he's evolved.
Which
he's
is
evolved
listen, that way. It's way more fun being a bitsman.
Jennifer in Tennessee, you're on WIP. Ooh. What's up, Jennifer?
Hey guys, it's good to talk to you again. It's been 3 months.
Whoa, welcome back, Jennifer.
Now, do you know Justin or no?
I don't remember if I talked to Justin or not before.
Well, he's from Tennessee. That's why I figured.
You know Justin in Tennessee.
No. Okay. No, I don't think, because I don't know what part of where he is.
He's around Knoxville. He's like an hour away from Knoxville.
Okay. I did live in that part of Tennessee for a little bit. I'm in West Tennessee now. But, Jack, I still have my Chester County girl cred, because you say crown.
Thank you. It shows you're still from here. We appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. So real quick, one piece of good news that I wanted to share on the air, because this is kind of part of you guys. You guys entertain me and keep me sane. My sister, who's battling colon cancer, we got some good news. Her tumor is shrinking.
Awesome.
That's great news.
Need to hear that.
That is great news.
Yeah, but getting to my Eagles point, so here we go. Now, what you need to take into consideration is the fact that I'd never called into sports radio until 3 months ago. I've only been listening for WIP for 3 months, but I've gotten so into everything, I'm becoming invested in it, to the point that I want to know these things.
Okay.
I've never in my life, like, been interested in the Eagles draft or anything like that.
Well, why did you start listening? I'm confused.
Oh, why did I start listening?
Yeah.
So, I think I started listening, because I started listening in May when I was watching the Phillies and they were doing well, and I wanted to talk to somebody about the Phillies. And then it kind of snowballed because my sister got cancer and there was other stuff going on. And so sports radio kind of became something that I could do that would give me good Philly vibes and entertain me. And then I also started learning all this stuff too.
Awesome.
Wow, that's great. That's great to hear. I'm glad we could be your Philadelphia friends.
So you guys have done your job, because I'm, like, addicted to sports radio.
Love it.
I'm back on Twitter. I, like, have to know all
this Twitter's stuff. Twitter's an issue. I don't know about
it. Yeah, sports radio is better.
Yeah. Twitter is where mean people are.
Yeah. So what do you think of the Hurts comments?
So my thing on Jalen is that, you know, he has said this a number of times over even the past 3 months that I've been listening, and I'm like, you know, dude, it's a new season, it's a new year, you know, now you're starting to get some good vibes, like, what's the point? And in his comment the other day, he could have just, you know, shown his leadership by mentioning Cam and not even bringing Kelce into it. I mean, the guy's trying to, you know, endue himself to the city of Philadelphia by, you know, he's doing things like giving 300 air conditioners to the school. He had his whole thing of getting to know him for the Eagles, you know, the phone-a-thon and the Autism Foundation. I'm like, why do you keep screwing yourself over?
Yeah, I would agree. Opinion. Yeah, I would agree that the almost the worst thing about it is that it creates another thing that they didn't need, and it's been a pretty clean training camp otherwise. Mm-hmm. You know, a pretty good vibes.
Good vibes
training camp. Yeah. And you know what? Truthfully, at the end of the day, Jennifer, how they play on Friday night will mean everything. You know, if they come out and they score 37 points and they win, and because the Packers are going to blitz the hell out of them, then all of this won't matter unless. But if they look bad, then we will look back on this, and this will be a talking point. But the best way to make it a talking point, not a talking point, is to do it well and score a bunch of points on Friday night.
Well, do it well, because the only thing that was good about the whole preseason thing was getting to hear, you know, the new pregame show with Ike and everybody.
Jillio, do you think Jillio has had a big game voice after hearing his first go-around?
Oh, I think Yeah, but you know, he's got all those supporting cast.
That's right. He's a system.
Too.
He's a system
he's got
host. Yep.
Ike and everybody. And Jack, in all fairness to you, I mean, you're my favorite final out person. There are some people, I won't name names, but there are some people that they have do final out when, like, the regular people are on vacation or whatever that are poor that suck at it.
Tom Kelly? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Jennifer.
No, I'm just messing.
I appreciate you listening. I love doing the final outs. My favorite thing.
My sweet girl image. By the way, was that Ike or was that one of you guys that called me sweet when I called in?
Probably Ike.
Probably Ike.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
So, anywho, oh, one more thing before I give you my fall thing. So, my thing for the fantasy football is go Yoshi. I'm Yoshi.
Oh, you're cheering for Yoshi. Ah. Well, I think, you know, I'm going to win, but I would cheer for Yoshi as well. He's a good soul. So, Jennifer, what's the best thing about fall?
So the best thing about fall, and this kind of ties into Pennsylvania, we had apple trees when I was a kid, and I still make apple pies and apple bread, and, you know,
it
I
is
remember
apple
Pennsylvania
season.
Apple cider, so it's all about the apples.
There
me.
You go. That's a good one, Jennifer. Thank you for the call. Little Lynn Villa Orchards, if you're a Delcosman, you
or
know Lynn Villa.
You're a Chester County's man,
no.
And it's Highland Orchards.
Get out of here.
Well, listen.
Lynn Villa, you got to feed the goats. You got to go into the little store.
Apple cider donuts, baby.
Get overpriced jam or whatever. That's the way, man.
Yeah.
You the apple cider donuts at every orchard, by the way. Unbelievable.
They sell like hotcakes.
Like hotcakes. Well, they
now,
sell like on. Apple cider donuts. What? We got a what?
What's a hotcake?
It's a pancake.
Okay.
All right. Coming up next. What's a hotcake? Coming up next, we'll talk a little Phils. They won last night. Biggest win of the season. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is
a
next.
A big reveal, too.
A big reveal?
Well, not a reveal. There's something big that happened in the last half hour that we have to discuss.
Okay. All right. That is up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, the perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or postgame snack for this weekend's series against the Atlanta Braves. The official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles is Chickies and Pete's.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike off as he drives his daughter to college. Unbelievable.
Now, did your dad cry when he dropped you off?
Did he cry?
Has he cried?
He's cried.
He's cried.
I don't think he cried. He's more of a crier now than he was when I was 18 or whatever.
We've seen that a little bit.
Yeah, so I was... And remember... So freshman year, I went to USC.
Yeah, so did you just fly out there?
I flew out, but I think he flew... I think both my parents might have flown with me. No, I drove home. I flew out, but I drove home. So,
is that where you drove home with the girlfriend? Is that a story?
No, I drove home with my aunt who couldn't see. Wait, hold on. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. The official, the perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or postgame snack. The official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles.
Was she driving?
Okay, so... I got the car shipped out to, like, a tow truck or whatever, shipped out to L.A.
But, come on, man. What were you driving that had to get shipped out there? Like a 92 Civic?
No, it was a 1984 Nissan 300ZX.
Wow.
It was a good car. Turbo. So, anyway. So, well, no, it was just about the time that it takes to drive.
No, I'm just
and when I was coming back from L.A., I knew I was transferring, so I didn't need the car out there anymore. So I wanted to drive from L.A. to Philadelphia, and my Aunt Debbie, God bless her, she said she would come out and she would drive with me. That way we could see stuff and all that sort of stuff. So we're leaving Los Angeles, and I tell her, I was like, hey, can you tell me when you see the sign for whatever road, when you see the sign for the 10? And she's like, oh, I can't read any of the signs. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You can't read any of the signs.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I can't see. And I was like, well, how are you going to drive? We're going to alternate driving.
Or sightsee.
Yeah. And she said, oh, I can see big stuff like cars.
What about red lights? What about stop signs?
So instead of taking a leisurely week-long drive back, we drove back in 2.5 days. I didn't give up the steering wheel once. I drove 15 hours a day.
Yeah.
I remember that by the third day, I think we had to pull over in Hershey because there was a rainstorm, and 2.5 hours had passed, and I didn't even notice it because I'd lost my mind completely.
Nice.
Yeah, so that happened.
Speaking of things that I don't get that are older.
Yeah.
I don't, like, driving a 1984 car across the country seems impossible.
What was 1994?
I understand, but it's still a car made in the 80s.
Nah, it was a good car.
I wouldn't have trusted any car before, like, 2016.
The Nissan 300ZX was a 1984 Nissan 300ZX was a good car.
Did you have to stop at all?
Reliable.
Was there any
car
issues? Like,
no.
Oil, nothing?
No.
Listen, I believe you. I'm just saying I would never do it.
But it was 1994.
No, I know.
Do you want me to get a car from 2008 in 1994?
I guess I would have flown, but I probably would not have trusted planes. The problem is you're talking to someone that has existed in this current world for
right,
too long.
Right.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so we weren't like cranking the car to get it going. There weren't horses attached to it.
Did it have power windows?
It did have power windows, you idiot. We will get to the High Hopes Jackie baseball report right after we talk to Rios. Rios, you're on WIP. What up, brother?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios.
What up, Rios?
What's going on, gentlemen? Yeah, I mean, you know, speak of this topic, just happy last Friday before, you know what I mean? I'm going to have to take a lot of flour during this week, so I won't bust a gasket before next Friday, you know what I mean?
Yeah, anyway, yes. That sounds like a good plan. It is.
But look, speaking on the subject, I just want to put my 2 points. Like, look, I think it's a freaking good thing, and I'm going to just say this. This is the reason why. Now, with all this talk, all we do is talk. We go back and forth. Anytime you hear somebody call or anything about Jalen Hurts, it's pretty much two things. Super Bowl year and the crap the bed last year stuff. So, with that being said, man, like, look, brain dump both of that right there. Now, I don't know. I mean, he's a smart man. He's very calculated with what he's saying. So he's a very smart man. So I take this as, you know what? Hey, ain't no more excuses. Let's not debate. Let's not go back and forth on any type of crap. This your team, buddy. And look, it's going to even be worse. And when I say that, it's going to be even worse because look at the guys, the skills players that you have around you. So now it's fully on board. You're a freaking team. Stand on truth. Because, look, now, if you don't do what you're supposed to do with these guys on your team, let me tell you something. All that inspirational talk, all that, what if you want to call it motivational talk, all that stuff that you make it seem that you stand on is going to be like a part in Jay-Z's song that he said a long time ago. We don't believe you. You need more people. So you know what? Get your stuff right, buddy, right now. I think it's a freaking good thing. And look, all the guys on his team, these guys are looking at you. They're looking at you. They're depending on you because at the end of the day, the way to legacy, the way to the Super Bowl is going to be on your hand, Jalen Hurts. And I believe he's going to do it. I believe he's going to do it. I believe he's focused and whatever he got to do this year. So I'm going to just say it's a good thing. I get how things sound where it's like not taking accountability. But I'm not going to even go that far. I'm going to be like, now, let's not say nothing. Let's not debate. Hey, it's your team, guy. Anytime anything happens, it's on freaking you.
Yep.
You know what I mean? What y'all think about that?
I think that's the way to think about it. You know, like, because no matter what he meant to say or what happened last year, it's really just the performance of how he plays this year that is going to color what people think, really, at the end of the day. And he did. he said, I'm eager to learn. This is on me this year. So we'll see. If it doesn't go well, you know, we do have that. He did say it, you know?
I know, but we also knew that. Like, it was always going to be him this year. Like, that's the thing that's annoying. Yeah. It's like, you don't have to keep saying it. And then have people, like, wonder, is there still... like?
Well, he did get asked a question.
He asked a question about blitz protection and it turned into, like, that's... I see your point.
It's annoying because the way how he... I don't want to say try to sound smart or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying?
He's definitely a smart guy. There's no doubt about that.
You round people. But it does get in ways I could feel where it gets annoying, and I'm not about to let him off the hook. All I'm going to say is now, okay, you know what? The season starts next Friday, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And all I'm thinking of is, you know what? All that past stuff, you know what? We could get it. Let that just go straight in the toilet and we watch it. Number two, just like he said, you know what I mean? Let that go in the toilet, watch it, and it's all about now. What do you do? How do you present yourself? How you doing on the field? How you doing with your teammates? How you doing as being a leader all across ground, off the field and on the freaking field, and take your freaking accountability? Because at the end of the day, Jalen, you got paid. Now this your team, ain't nothing about Kelce, whatever. This is your whole team, and everybody on that team looks straight to you, buddy, because you're going to be the reason if we win the Super Bowl or not.
That's the truth. That's the truth, so, Rios. Well, hey, what's the best thing about fall?
The best thing about fall, I'm going to tell you this, man, is nostalgia. Because when you have that smell, I could remember, like, myself as a kid, every time I feel when fall is coming. Kid, got to go to school, play football, tackle on the streets on concrete, on asphalt, going to the park with no damn pads on and playing tackle, and just, like, Halloween's coming and everything. The smell of just nostalgia of just feeling, like, no matter how I'm 45 years old, I could still get that feeling as a kid. So I say nostalgia, brother.
I really thought you were going to say pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah.
I really think that's what I thought you were going with. Yep.
Hey, I don't do that type of stuff. We ain't going to even go that type of
We know it.
I know.
All right,
that's an Elliot thing.
Have a good weekend,
Roger
Rios.
That.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right, take care.
All right, brother.
Yeah, this is really, it's not make or break, like, his career is over as the Eagles quarterback. It goes wrong. But it's make or break from the standpoint of, like, which is the real Jalen.
How he's perceived.
Right.
How he's perceived. Where he is in that order of quarterbacks. Whether he is, you know, closer to the 6-7 or whether he's closer to 15-16. I think this year will say a lot.
It's the first time we've had that since, 19 Carson? I mean, because Carson, obviously, a lot of people gave him the benefit of the doubt in 18.
Yeah, 19 and Carson.
You know, Deshaun came back.
Yep.
You know, like, it was like, all right, go time. So it's the first time we've had that in a while. It's going to be really interesting how it plays out. But, by the end of this year, the city's going to have an opinion on Jalen Hurts. So that's going to be pretty.
That's for sure.
Pretty strong.
Hey, let's talk about the baseball team, and the High Hopes report on WIP is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
The biggest, most important news in today's Jackie Baseball, High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is that Alec Bohm is not in the lineup. Last night, left the game early. Almost looked like a hamate bone situation.
Yeah, because it just happened when he was swinging. Which he didn't get hit by anything.
He did not get hit. He left the game immediately. He played one more inning and then left the game.
And they said the x-rays were negative last night.
So maybe it's just a precaution?
Maybe it's just sore.
Yeah. Maybe just sore. They've had a lot of injury things this year where it's like, he's fine, and then he's on the IL for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So, I'm always a little bit cautious with this kind of stuff, but they did not put him on the IL or anything. He's just not in the lineup tonight.
He's been a little mopey lately.
Yeah, and it's – well, the crying Saturday in Kansas City did not sit well with me.
Yeah.
You're blowing out a team that you needed – that is a good team. You're not playing good baseball as a team right now. I don't need the waterworks when you're – because you're 0-for-5.
Right. Yeah.
And there's been a lot of double plays grounded into, like – he goes through this where he's an emotional guy. He's an emotions on his sleeve guy. It's just in that moment where Bryce has to console him in a game that you're blowing out the Royals, didn't need it.
Yeah. There are better places to cry.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I'll let you know where to.
Yeah. But that was not one of them.
No,
yeah.
It wasn't. So right. Bowman out of the lineup, but again, no IL or anything. I believe Edmundo is starting at third base tonight. So one to monitor there. Speaking of Bowman, And he's a part of this. And it's something to monitor because I don't think it's sustainable.
You're saying it's something to watch for?
Yeah, sure. We'll get to leading off around 5:40.
Okay.
But it's for this offense to click, I know people like to do, you know, they can't hit home runs thing.
Yeah.
Like, they got to play station, small ball, yada, yada, yada. And to an extent, I agree. They also have to hit home runs.
They do.
5 home runs in August for Turner, Harper, Bohm. Combined.
Yeah, I heard Fransky in LA saying it last night. That is terrifying.
It is.
And when you look at, it's funny, I was looking at Bryce Harper's splits for this season earlier, and his OPS in August is actually 813,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of shockingly high, but that has been the thing that he's been, and what's interesting when you watch him specifically is he's swinging hard, and a lot of his hard contact comes with on ground balls.
Yep.
It's very strange. Watch it. He pulls a lot of ground balls that he swings really hard at.
And he looked like he had some more tape on last night.
On the wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, don't know anything going on there, but you could surmise that maybe he's dealing with a little bit of an injury right now. But either way, 5 home runs in August from your middle of your lineup is not sustainable when you go through the entire season. Thought it was interesting last night that, and I loved it. I'm glad he did it. I think it showed some aggressiveness from Rob Thompson.
By the way, can we go back to the power thing just for one
second?
Yeah. I think this is one thing they're missing in that as a team they hit home runs, but they don't have any Schwarber, I guess. Wow, that guy's a home run hitter.
Schwarber is, yeah.
Schwarber. But you know, when you look at some of the top hitters, top teams in the league, they'll have a guy that is such a power hitter that when the rest of the team is going through something, it sort of can carry them
uh-huh.
a little bit.
Yeah.
But they don't really have a carry-the-whole-team power hitter.
Like, Bryce can carry them, but it's not just power. It's doing everything.
He's a 32 home run guy,
sure.
Not a 46 home run
guy.
I mean,
it's the 07-11 Phillies. Howard hit 40-something, and then Utley and Rollins would do their thing, and Victorino would do his thing, and Worth would do his thing. So, yeah, it's I appreciate using the whole field. I appreciate small ball, doing the little things right. But, like, they also have to hit home runs if they're going to win in October. So I thought it was interesting last night. Rob Thompson, aggressive. And I liked that he used Hoffman to close the game out. You know, Estevez was brought in. Thankfully, he's using his eyes. And he said after the game, I don't buy it for a second. He said
he's lying.
He was hot. I don't buy that for a second.
Yep.
Jeff Hoffman's your best option to close when the game is presented that way. I don't want to lock Hoffman into that role because – If there is an opportunity arises and it's like Judge Soto in the eighth, I want Hoffman on that guy. He's your best reliever. Use him like your best reliever.
Instead of thinking of him as the closer, think of him as the best high leverage guy.
Thank you.
So wherever that is, sometimes it'll be in the seventh. I thought they handled it perfectly yesterday. You know, they used Kerkering for what, 1 2/3?
Which was like he doesn't love doing that, and I actually agree with him of having a guy finish out an inning in a big spot and then coming back out because there is an emotional letdown. But it was important for Kerkering to be able to do that.
I thought so because they need Kerkering. And that puts you in a position where you can use Strom in that spot in the eighth and then you can use Hoffman in the ninth. I was hoping when Strom was out there in the eighth, I almost texted you, but I didn't want to jinx it. Oh, my God, does this mean we're getting Hoffman in the ninth and not Estevez? And because, you know, I'm not an Estevez guy. And it was... I agree with you. A very, very, very positive sign that he used Hoffman in the night.
Good night for the player to count on for us. Big night.
You had
Marshy.
Marsh, and I said I don't know why I said it, but I said that Jeff Hoffman will be in a high leverage situation. I think it's the first time that we have picked a reliever as the player to
100%.
Count on. So yeah, it is one of my best spots.
Nostradamus.
Yep.
We obviously don't know what's going on with Jose Alvarado. Not sure when he's going to be back. Hopefully everything's fine with him. A name to look out for, and a name that I think they should be all over, even if Alvarado comes back, because he's still a question mark when he comes back, is a guy named Taylor Rogers, put on waivers from the Giants last week, owed $12 million next year, so it's a hefty price, but he's pitching to a 2-4, and he's a lefty. So if you're going into the postseason with Alvarado question mark, Strom you feel good about, and then Banks is not a high leverage guy, like getting Taylor Rogers, even with the money for next year, I think it would be worth it. So I hope that the Phillies are on it.
So he's just sitting out there, right?
He's on waivers.
Yeah.
And I could clear waivers, and you won't have to pay the $12 million next year, but do you want to take the risk of not getting him?
Why'd they waive him?
Because the new thing in baseball is these teams are just waiving players they don't want to pay if they're out of it. So they don't want to pay his salary for the rest of the year.
But don't they have to pay him if he doesn't get claimed, but if he gets –
Yeah, well, I think, but if yeah,
I mean,
either
he's
way,
guaranteed the money.
Maybe they could pull him off waivers.
Oh, if somebody, I think if somebody claims him, then they're
the
owner.
Off. Right. Yeah, yeah. Right, now, if they don't claim him, they could DFA him.
Yeah.
And then that would not cost them to have, you know, pick up the money. Or I think they could reclaim him. But either way, Taylor Rogers is available. And then final thing here, I don't know if you saw this, Spike, but Nick Castellanos gave a take on how to fix ownership in baseball.
Oh, didn't he say, was he talking about relegating teams that don't try to win?
Well, here it is. Here's Nick Castellanos yesterday.
If you were commissioner for a day, what would you change about the game?
I would change that ownership doesn't have any severe consequences for losing for an extended period of time. You know, so like if we're in the big leagues and we don't perform well, we get demoted or cut. If their organization didn't perform well, somebody else would have an opportunity to buy it from them. You know, keep.
Yeah.
Keep it to where nobody can really own the game of baseball because the game is above true ownership.
I love it.
Wish it would happen. Never going to happen.
No, because you know who makes the rules? The owners.
Yep.
Yes. And most of them, you know, are not spending a ton of money. Some teams are, but most of them are not.
Yep.
So, but it's a good idea. I like Nick Castellanos. You think he takes over for Manfred?
Imagine.
Next commissioner of baseball,
I
Nick
will
Castellanos?
Say, there's nothing quite like when Castellanos is playing well. Like, get as many microphones in front of Castellanos as possible. Made fun of a guy last night because his phone ringer was on.
Yeah.
All-timer.
I agree with you.
Cocky Casty.
Yeah, he is the perfect guy to hate when he's bad, when you're bad, and like when things are going well.
Yeah.
So there it is, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. We will get you going with leading off around 5:40 as the Phillies have Ranger Suarez going tonight in the second game of the series against the Braves. Coming up next, former Eagles great whose number has been stolen and assigned to somebody else. Now, didn't somebody else get it just now? Didn't they claim somebody who they gave it to?
So I think, well, Jahan Dotson is wearing 87.
Yeah, but I thought somebody else had it.
I think he kept it.
You think he kept it?
I think he kept it. Well, either way, 87 might be back in play.
Yeah. So, and we will find out from Brent Celek how you can get Jack and Brent Celek to come to your house.
Yeah.
Seems like a weird thing, but
well, who wouldn't want that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Celek maybe.
Celek's going to love it.
You? I've seen how you handle bathrooms and planes. What if you're at this house and nature calls?
Well, what I'm currently trying to figure out is how do I handle that at Chickie's?
You have to, oh no.
Well, I think I'll be all right.
Okay.
But I'm thinking about it.
Getting tough. Okay. Brent Celek joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.